America weekend.
I'll sing you a song of Christina, Christina, of Christina. I'll sing you a song of Christina.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
Along with Christina Staffa.
One of the most important parts of having a show is being able to get the word out about the
show
and take advantage of the merchandising. Look around at some of these national radio hosts. Glenn Beck, he's selling blankets for $140. Yes. I can go to Walmart and buy a velour wrap
for
$6.95.
I know.
Rush Limbaugh is selling pens and books and mouse pads and things like that. Everybody is trying to cash in. So we're thinking, what can we do? We're starting on a small scale.
We are starting very small.
The co-host here makes mugs.
I make mugs.
And wine glasses.
Yep.
And they're very, very nice.
Well, thank you.
And you can go to thelovelycraftroom.etsy.com. Etsy is a very cool site.
It's people
selling all kinds of really cool things that they make and create, blah, blah, blah.
Crafted stuff, yep.
So when I knew that Christina was making these mugs and glasses, I said, hey, how about making a mug for the show?
Uh-huh.
And she looked at me kind of weird, but she said, okay, I'll do it. So she makes the mug. Now, there's a story behind the story.
Yeah.
She makes the mug. She brings it into the studio one day, and what do? I forget to bring it up on the air.
Oh.
So I felt bad. So last night, as we're getting ready for the show, she looks at me and says, make sure you bring the mug. So I made sure, and yes, the mug is here.
The mug made it to the show,
everybody. We will
tweet
out a picture of the mug once again. It is a very attractive mug, America Weekend, and you actually drew radio waves
around
a transmitter.
Listen, this is, I do everything on these mugs like freehands, no stencils involved.
No.
I do it all by myself. So, you know, we're not looking at a masterpiece here, but I think that this is a quality mug.
It's a quality mug. It is it is very attractive. And she actually puts her little trademark sign. Instead of simply dotting the I in America, she put a heart
because it's from
the lovely craft
room.
That's
right.
I get it.
See, no one else has picked that up but you, Ed, I swear.
I am very observant.
You are.
Now, can you imagine if we could market these things all over the country, all over the world? Somebody wants this mug.
I would make them.
I would make them.
Listen, there's a process to doing these things. You know,
you
draw whatever design.
Uh-huh.
You have to let it sit for a little, like overnight to dry.
Okay.
Then you bake the mug.
Really?
You,
this was baked?
Yeah, you bake the mug for 40 minutes
mm-hmm.
so that the ink sets into the ceramic.
Okay. And it will be there forever.
It'll be there forever. Ed.
I can wash this six times a day.
It won't come off.
I can abuse this mug and it will still be there.
Don't abuse the mug.
I could break the mug. But it would still say America Weekend in 22 pieces.
That's right.
So it's very, very nice.
That's right.
Again, we had the mug, and I feel quite honored. Now that we have an America Weekend mug, it feels like the show is real.
I should actually put it on the Etsy shop.
I think it's a good idea now. Since we're talking about it on a nationally syndicated
radio
show.
That's true. Well, here's the thing. On the Etsy shop, I do a lot of things animal related. Like, I love my pit bull, I love my beagle, stuff like that, because I'm an animal lover.
That's a dichotomy. You're going from pit bulls to beagles.
Well, because I had beagles, but I love pit bulls.
Really?
Love the breed. They have such a bad stigma. They're such loving animals. If I ever got a dog again, I would probably get one. But I do a lot of animal-based, like, instead of saying crazy cat lady, I put lovely cat lady. You know, stuff like that. So, and I do personalized stuff. Like, I do custom orders. Like, I did a whole order for a girl who was giving gifts to her track team, and I did a whole line of mugs for a guy that works for like an EMT company.
So each item can be personalized.
Anything can be personalized, but I do have my staple items on there,
mm-hmm.
and I'm very proud of my stuff.
I think it's very nice.
You know what I mean? But I'm going to put the America Weekend mug up in my Etsy shop. It'll be there.
You gave me a very nice mug that I used for Mother's Day. That's made a wonderful Mother's Day gift.
Well,
and it was very attractive. It was very appreciated.
Yeah.
And it's very nice.
My statement on there is simple designs, bold statements.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to have anything so elaborate to like give a nice gift to somebody. Like the mom mug just said pretty much lovely mom with a heart and it was in script. And I think that that's something nice to add to any gift.
It's
you know what I mean?
Nice.
So.
And so now I feel honored because I have Issue 1, Volume 1,
you have
the America Weekend mug.
You have the Edition 1. You have the original.
So 30 years from now, when this show is over with, I will be sitting on Antiques Roadshow with some guy, and he will be talking about how this is a first edition mug from the lovely craft room.
That's
created
right.
by the one and only mug creator, Christina Staffo.
I like the way you're speaking about this.
And he will value this at, I don't know, $15,000,
$20,000? Hey, I'm down with that.
This could, see? It's the beginning of who knows what. So with everybody else, with all other kind, you know, who you don't want to buy a blanket from Glenn Beck.
No.
So you don't need a tie clip from Rush Limbaugh.
Nope.
You know what you want to do? You want to just behold these lovely mugs, and they are very nice.
I'm all about being a part of something from the ground up. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
I'm all about being a part of something, you know, I'm a big supporter of like local business and stuff like mm-hmm. that. So why not get in on something in the beginning stages
wow.
and say, I supported that
wow. when
it was just the foundation.
Somewhere, somehow, Steve Jobs and Bill Gates each had this conversation a long, long time ago.
You see what I mean?
See? Apple Schmepple, Stoffo.
That's right.
Where it is.
Hey, right. Stoffo and Kalecki.
No, but it's very nice that she made this. So the lovely craftroom.etsy.com. And I am quite honored to have a show mug. I think I'm the only America Weekend host with my own mug. And that's
very important.
That certainly
is. And special.
That certainly is. Stay with us. More special stuff to come. I'm Ed Kalecki.
And I'm Christina Stoffo.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Would you like to be a genius, or maybe you'd like to raise a genius kid?
A 9-year-old pint-sized genius.
Well, take a lesson from Einstein. Here's the science of it. When Albert Einstein died in 1955, his brain was autopsied, and they found he had an average brain with one exception. He had more glial cells. Now, they're kind of like the R2-D2 helper cells in the area of the brain that's responsible for putting novel things together.
I've just about had enough of you.
Glial cells are kind of like administrative assistants. Why? Well, researchers believe that genius is the result of lots of practice, which creates more and more R2-D2 glial cells. What's the cheap psychological trick? Practice makes permanent and grows associations nourished by glial cells. Bottom line, practice done right can grow a genius. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This all-star once held the National League mark for career homers by a switch hitter. He was part of Pittsburgh's outfield of dreams in the early 90s, and his famous beef with a reporter still gets aired.
Was that nice to you? Shove that mic on your as far as you can stick.
So, where is Bobby Bonilla now? Bobby's back on the Mets' payroll. The team deferred money they owed to Bobby so they could invest with Bernie Madoff. We know how that worked out. Now the Mets are paying Bobby $1 million a year for 25 years. That nicely supplements Bobby's salary as a special assistant with the Baseball Players Association.
Making a high fly ball. This one's way back. Home run, Bobby Bonilla.
Imagine that. Bobby made off with the Mets' money. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
For kids, these fun, zany, banana-colored characters are far from despicable. They're one in a minion. The Minion.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Ant-Man. Now playing.